Members of the Salt Lake City Council pick a new council chair. Small Utah town is considering an ordinance recommending gun ownership. And a group that tries to help families fleeing polygamy is raising money to buy a big house. You're listening to the KUER News Pod for Wednesday, January 9th. I'm Brian Grimmett.
From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Dan Bomas. Members of the Salt Lake City Council picked Councilwoman Kyle LaMalfa to chair the council in 2013. And Councilwoman Jill Remington Love was chosen as vice chair. LaMalfa says in his new position, he'd like to focus on developing neighborhoods to create more spaces for people to gather. He says the previous chair and vice chair, Soren Simonson and Charlie Luke, did a great job last year of clearing the slate of legislation and initiatives that had been piling up for years.
So this year, we have a lot of flexibility in terms of council initiatives, mayor initiatives, and I'll put it out there. If citizens have good ideas for the council, let's bring them to the council, and let's see if we can get some citizen-sponsored initiatives through this year.
The council voted Tuesday 5-2 in favor of LaMalfa and 6-1 for Love.
The Salt Lake City Council last night approved funding for a catering kitchen at the Leonardo. The council also set aside some additional money for a potential incubator kitchen, which may or may not be located in the Leonardo. KUER's Whitney Evans reports.
The council agreed on Tuesday to appropriate $250,000 out of the capital improvement program to complete the renovation. But the money for a so-called incubator kitchen, where local entrepreneurs could hone their skills in the kitchen, will have to come later. The city will award an additional $100,000 upon a successful partnership agreement with an incubator organization. Council Chairman Kyle LaMalfa says it's enough of an investment to make the Leonardo successful.
But adding a bonus to help the city achieve our goals in terms of incubator kitchen and community engagement and building food entrepreneurship in our city.
Lisa Davis is a spokeswoman for the Leonardo. She says her organization is interested in working with the city to find a partner.
We could not just share space, but also do joint programming, joint events, joint public activities, and make this really so much more than just a landlord or just a commercial kitchen space.
Salt Lake City's Food Policy Task Force will be exploring partners for the incubator kitchen, as well as development of its use and design. The $100,000 will be used in combination with private funds raised. Whitney Evans, KUER News.
Officials in Spring City, Utah are considering an ordinance that would encourage every homeowner to own a gun. Spring City Councilman Neil Sorensen came up with the original idea that would have made owning a gun mandatory. But after discussion, the city council quickly decided doing so would be too complicated, so they changed the language of the ordinance. Sorensen says he hopes the ordinance will make criminals think twice before attempting a home invasion.
We felt like this might be a good way to curtail crime and to show our support for the Second Amendment and gun rights.
During the same meeting, the city council also approved funding to pay the concealed carry training fees for any interested Spring City Elementary School faculty member. But that, too, has come under scrutiny.
We have had some question about whether the city should participate in that or not, and we have had individuals step up and say they would actually pay for it and it wouldn't come out of the city's pocket.
The council will consider the first draft of the ordinance on February 1st. The city will then hold a public forum on it before holding a final vote before the end of the month. The Transportation Security Administration reports fewer guns were found in passengers' carry-on bags at security checkpoints in Utah airports last year. Its officers found 24 guns at Utah airports in 2012, compared to 27 the year before. Nationwide, TSA agents found an average of 4 guns a day. A group that tries to help families leaving polygamous communities is hoping to buy a big house, and they're asking for donations to make it happen. KUER's Dan Bomas has the story.
Kristen Decker says she got a call a few days ago from a realtor who told her a 10-bedroom house had come on the market in the town of Washington near St. George. The asking price is $360,000. Her HOPE organization says it could become a safe place for women and children leaving the FLDS communities in Hilldale and Colorado City. She says it's not always easy to let women know there's help on the outside.
I think that the way they'll find out the very most is word of mouth. They have family who have been kicked out already, or they have family who've left. And often that's what we're finding, is that it's been by word of mouth from relatives who've already left.
Once women ask for help, Decker tries to connect them with community resources such as job training and food stamps. Decker says it's been a chaotic time in the FLDS towns as Warren Jeffs tries to maintain control of the church from his prison cell in Texas. Dan Bomas, KUER News.
University of Utah football coach Kyle Whittingham has dismissed a player who pleaded guilty to assault in a road rage incident. The incident occurred in September when linebacker Arthur Allen Bridenstine knocked a man unconscious. He was sentenced to 18 months probation and ordered to take an anger management class. Salt Lake County Sheriff Jim Winder has stopped the practice of displaying mugshots online. Winder says booking photos are being exploited by websites for monetary gain. They charge high prices for removing mugshots and sometimes fail to follow through. Utah County responded to the problem by shrinking the size of its online mugshots to prevent them from being easily duplicated on the web. A man from Utah died this week in a helicopter crash in Peru. The Salt Lake Tribune reports Lee Bradford lived in Santaquin, but his work with Columbia Helicopters took him to countries around the world. Bradford was among five Americans and two Peruvian crew members who died in the crash of a cargo helicopter contracted to an oil company. He was 44. A proposal to create a sanctuary for wild horses in northern Nevada is leading to a wide-ranging discussion on the management of mustangs on public lands. The Eco Sanctuary was originally proposed by Madeline Pickens, the wife of oil billionaire T. Boone Pickens. She argues it could become a vacation destination and bring millions of tourist dollars to the local economy. BLM's scoping document for the proposal includes thousands of public comments, ranging from those who believe all wild horses should be removed from public rangeland to those who say they should be left strictly alone. There was broad agreement that the BLM's current policies aren't working well. The agency hopes to make a decision on the proposal in 2014. And finally, a new report shows Utah has the lowest average price for gasoline in the country. AAA reported this week the average price in Utah for a gallon of regular gasoline is $2.90. That's 50 cents lower than last month and 2 cents lower than a year ago. And that is your KUER News Pod for Wednesday, January 9th. For the latest news and updates from around the state, check out our new free smartphone app that you can download for your iPhone or Android device. Until next time, I'm Brian Grimmett.